This is Sports Talk with Earl Robinson from AM 870 WKAR. This program content is made possible in part by WKAR listeners.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Talk 870. I'm your host, Earl Robinson. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock discussing sports with you. So just give us a call at 355-9527 or toll free 877-9527-870. Our email address is sportstalk@wkar.org. Well, we're going to talk a lot of things today. We're going to start talking a little Michigan State baseball with our friend Matt Charbonneau, and we're going to bring in Matt. And hey, Matt, I know you wrote an article a little bit earlier in the week about the Spartans going out. I'm surprised you didn't fly out to California and to be with them.
Well, yeah, you know, as you can imagine, nowadays budgets get a little tight, so that's a little far along, but we'll certainly be having our eye on them, that's for sure.
Yeah, because I know we'll both be watching it today, 4 o'clock, that's when they tip off, but, you know, and they got an at-large bid, which was quite good for them, and hopefully this will really give them a chance that they can win a couple of games. That would really be special for the Spartans.
Yeah, I think it would, and I think, honestly, this is a team that really has a legitimate shot at winning some games out there. I know Pepperdine is a little bit higher, you know, seeded than them right now, and they won the Western Athletic Conference. But this is a team that, if you look at their numbers, this is a team that Michigan State certainly can play with and has a good chance to beat. You know, and I think that's probably the same case for Fresno State, who's going to play Stanford. It'll be a whole different issue when they go up against Stanford. We'll see. But if they get the good pitching that they've gotten, you know, over the last few weeks, I wouldn't put anything past the team. They need to be a little better defensively, a little more sound in that area than they were in the Big Ten tournament. But I don't know. You know, with the starting pitching these guys got, their hitters can get hot. You never know what will happen out there. I think they got a chance to do pretty well out there.
Oh, I think so as well. The other problem they have, aside from a little bit of defense, is their offense. They haven't been able to get a lot of clutch hits, and that's been a problem when they lost seven runs by one game, seven games by one run this year. So the clutch hitting is something, but, you know, that's something I told Jake the other day. I said, it's like the weather, isn't it? It comes and goes. Maybe he said right now, he said they just haven't had enough of it. So you hope that turns around where they get those big hits when you need them.
Yeah, that's kind of been an issue for them all year. How about coming and going? I mean, you know, early in the year they were doing all right. Then when the Big Ten season started, it kind of went away again. So you're right, it has kind of been hit and miss with them. You know, guys like Thorsten Boss in the Big Ten tournament, I think he had one hit, maybe two hits. And you just don't expect that from a guy like that who's batting fourth, who's, you know, been a first-team all-Big Ten player. So, you just kind of hope that at this point it kind of comes around. There's not a whole lot this late in the season you're going to do to really change a guy's hitting style, that's for sure. So, you know, they've got the guys in the lineup that can do it, but as we've seen all year, it's been kind of inconsistent. So I think you're right. That's probably going to be the big variable for them as they move forward, because I think their pitching has been solid. Defensively, typically, they're a lot better than they had been, but, you know, I definitely think that X factor is going to be offensively. Are they going to be able to consistently score runs and get that big hit?
Oh, for sure, yeah. They're going to need that. It's been a great year for them, though. You look back, Michigan State won 11 games back-to-back for the first time in history. And then the basketball team made another run in the tournament. And then the hockey team got to the NCAA tournament. And now the baseball team. So Michigan State has had quite a run this year.
Yeah, it has been. And, you know, Jake talked about that a little bit the other day, too, and what it means to them to kind of now be mentioned with some of those other programs, whether it be the football team or basketball team. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. They've gotten a lot of support from everybody. You know, Mark D'Antonio spoke to them. I think it would have been on Tuesday before practice. Tom Manassa stopped by to say hi to him. And, of course, Tom Izzo was there to see him off on Wednesday when they headed to the airport. So there's a lot of support really around that whole department. And in this baseball team, I mean, we've seen how quickly it's turned around, but they're really kind of humbled in the sense that now they're kind of being thought of as, you know, a lot like these other programs. They know they got a long way to go, but just kind of getting to that point is a big step for them. And, you know, I know they're pretty proud of it. And, you know, you've seen the support coming from all over, whether it be those coaches or, you know, all around the staff. So it's a pretty good time, not only for Michigan State sports, but for the baseball team specifically.
Oh, for sure. That baseball team, they've been down for so many years, for so long, and I don't know, it thrills Jake to get them back to a good level. I mean, what, they haven't been to the tournament since 1979, but at least they got to the big, they were in the Big Ten tournament last year, and then this year, but this year, they, even though they didn't win the tournament, they were able to get an NCAA tournament bid, which was part because they made the schedule even tougher. So they had played a tough schedule. That probably helped them a lot to getting and winning some big games against some of those Southern schools early in the season. That probably helped them and why they got into the NCAA tournament field.
Yeah, it certainly did, and that was a conscious effort by those guys to do that. I mean, their RPI really was a lot higher. You know, last year they were Big Ten champions, mm-hmm. and their RPI was significantly lower than it was this year. So, you know, they had expectations. I know they were picked to win the Big Ten. The way Purdue played this year, I don't know if anyone was going to beat them. So yeah. They weren't real happy. They were a little disappointed in the finish in the Big Ten. But you're right. Those non-conference schedules, you know, they played at Texas A&M. They got a win over Baylor that, you know, went on to win a Big 12 record amount of games this year. So, you know, they played tough teams all the way around to kind of you get that RPI up. So you had that sense if they could get near that 40-win mark, that they had a chance to get in. I know they were pretty nervous after, you know, going out to Indiana the way they did in the Big Ten tournament at 37 wins. I mean, they were the epitome of a bubble team. So it wasn't like it was locked up, but certainly that schedule and what they did in the non-conference was a big part of that. And that was really their plan going forward. And I think you'll see that continually, you know, move forward. And the committee has kind of shown in the last couple of years, they're willing to put in a team from the North that is willing to go and play those teams like that. Whether they have the sparkling record or not, they've proven that they can play with those teams. So that certainly helped them.
Oh, yes, that's for sure. Hey, Matt, let's turn our attention a little bit to football. As we know, we'll be working a lot of those games coming up in a couple of months. But what about, I don't know if you saw that the reporter from Phil Steele, how Michigan State has the lowest number of returning starters on the offensive side from last year. There's only one team that's lower, and that's Houston. So, but we really don't know what to expect from the offense, though, do we?
Yeah, I guess we don't. I don't know how much I'm worried about that stat, especially because when you look at the guys that are returning, we're talking about your entire offensive line and some pretty darn good running backs back there. So, you know, it's not like they lost, you know, every important piece over there. Yes, you know, quarterback's a big deal. We got to wait and see how is Andrew Maxwell really going to, you know, step into that role. Is he going to, you know, thrive in it, or is it going to be difficult for him? We don't know at this point. We just haven't seen him play a lot. I know we have expectations and expect him to do well, but that's, you know, we're going to see real quick. And those receivers, talent all over the place, but let's face it, they haven't played much. So, I mean, they're important spots where the returning starters aren't back, but when you I look at so much of it, that offensive line is all back, and a guy like Le'Veon Bell back, and Larry Caper, who had a great spring, I think you're going to be able to lean on those guys a lot early in the season to kind of help Maxwell kind of get his feet wet and be comfortable as the guy. And, you know, I expect him to kind of adjust fairly quickly. I mean, he's not a true freshman or anything. Right. This guy has been around a little bit. So, you know, I expect him to adjust fairly quickly. But, you know, would they love to have returners at every spot? Sure. But I don't think that's necessarily going to be a big indicator that, you know, they're going to struggle that much. There may be some growing pains early, but I think with a guy like Maxwell, who's been around the system and knows the system, I think they're going to overcome that fairly quickly.
Yes, and hopefully they will, and will start to have a good year. You know, that's the thing. You know, I've been around here a million years, and I never would have expected that Michigan State would beat Michigan 4 years in a row. Now they've got a chance to make it five in a row, and you talk about something being a surprise. That's a big surprise.
Sure, you think in any rivalry, any series, really winning that many games in a row isn't easy. You know, even when Michigan State was struggling in it, they'd get their win here and there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, that is impressive and a little bit surprising. But you look at it now, in where Mark D'Antonio's brought this team and the program as a whole, I don't see it getting back to a time where Michigan State's got to hope to get one win out of five or six games. I just think those days have passed. And certainly doesn't guarantee a win every year. It doesn't mean you're going to win 10 in a row. I mean, that's just the nature of this rivalry. It's pretty difficult to do that. So, you know, I got to be honest, I'll be surprised if it doesn't move to five this year. But who knows? You know, it's what, June 1st right now?
So, yep.
I mean, so much stuff can happen before they even set foot on the field. But, you know, I am one who's always kind of enjoyed the idea of both teams being really good and those games meaning a heck of a lot more than just bragging rights. When you've got division championships and Big Ten championships on the line, I think it just ramps that rivalry up even more. And to me, that makes it a lot more exciting. I think we're getting close to that point now. I think Brady Hoke's going to have that Michigan team back kind of where they expect to. And I just think these games are going to get bigger and bigger as every year kind of moves forward.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think they're just going – that's the only, their only way to go is up for both teams. So, I think they're going to be pretty – they're pretty well set. Marcus, now he's got the program, I think, to a level now where we can expect anywhere from 8 to 10 wins a year. 11 wins is hard to do, but they've got that 2 years in a row. But I would expect we're at least to be able to see Michigan State go to an 8 or 9 win season.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Yeah, I agree completely. I mean, I think that's kind of the base for them now. It's you're going to get 8, 9 wins, and the difference is, you know, are you going to be a really good team this year, you know, and push that 10, 11, 12 win barrier that they had the last couple of years? I think he's put them in that position. To me, I think a lot of Michigan State fans, you know, considering where they were in the recent past, I mean, you got to be ecstatic with that. That an 8, 9 win season is almost a given at this point. And then, from there on out, you try and push it and see how much better you can be. And I think, as we know, you're certainly not going to win 11 games every year, as you just said. But just to have that, to know that you're in that position and you're going to have a shot at it most years, I think is what most people want. Considering, some of those 4-8 seasons or some of the craziness that happened before, I think to get this program in that position, I think, is a huge step. And honestly, I don't see that changing anytime soon with what he has put together here.
And, of course, the defense should be, they're basically rated the number one defense coming back with returning starters in the Big Ten. And that defense has a chance to really be special this year, doesn't it?
Yeah, I really expect them to almost be even better. And, that's not exactly that easy to do from last year. I know you lose a guy like Terrell Worthy and Trent Robinson. It's hard to gauge exactly everything Trent Robinson did for that team. He didn't necessarily have to be right in the middle of the play to make a difference for those guys. But I think when you look at some of the talent that they've brought in the last couple of years, I think is where you're really seeing this, where the guy like Trent Robinson leaves and it's not necessarily the end of the world. You got a guy like Curtis Drummond who's had plenty of experience last year playing behind him. You got R.J. Williamson who was redshirted. I mean, Mark has kind of gotten us to the point now where, you have really talented guys that are getting redshirted because they can't get on the field yet. The upside to that is when you lose a guy, there's not this big giant hole to fill. And I think considering you got 9 starters returning essentially, I definitely think this defense has a heck of a chance. Staying healthy and all that is a big deal, but I certainly think they got a chance to be better than that group last year.
Oh, yes, that's for sure. And that on that offensive side, our biggest question mark, as is how much production will we get out of that quarterback spot from Maxwell? That's the big question because we didn't get a chance to watch the spring game. So everybody's sort of sitting on pins and needles, that is, wondering how good is Maxwell?
Yeah, I think that's going to be, easily the biggest storyline going forward. I think he had plenty of work in the spring, didn't get to play in that game, so a lot of people didn't get to see him. I don't think they're necessarily terribly worried about that. The thing that concerns me a little bit about it is he never got a lot of time in the last couple of years as Kirk Cousins' backup. I know, when Kirk was the backup to Brian Hoyer, it seemed they made a little more concerted effort to get him some reps at various times. I know they planned to do that on various occasions in the last couple of years, and it kind of seemed every time they thought they were going to do that, they'd get in a game a lot tighter than they ever expected, so they didn't feel like they could bring Kirk out. So that concerns me a little bit that we haven't seen a lot of him other than, I guess, what you would call, mop-up time. Of course, we saw him against Alabama a couple of years ago, but pretty much everyone who played quarterback that day was taking a beating. So I don't think that's necessarily the greatest gauge either. So it's certainly going to be an adjustment for him just not having many reps, and we've talked to him about it. He understands that there's only so much you can do in practice and on a practice field. It's when you really kind of make your name is when the lights come on, and to see how you adjust. And it's certainly going to be the biggest storyline in my opinion going forward. But like I said, he's been around. I think he can adjust fairly quickly, but we're certainly going to see real quick.
Okay. Hey, Matt, I want to thank you for joining me. It's always a pleasure talking with you, my friend. And we'll probably talk one more time or two before we get down to a spring and fall practice. So I'll be seeing you soon. And, hey, it's good hearing from you, buddy.
All right. Thanks, Earl. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Thank you. And that's Matt Charbonneau from the Detroit News talking sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. Stay tuned for more sports talk after this short break on AM 870 WKAR.
Do questions trump answers in scientific research? I'm Ira Flatow. Join me on Science Friday for a conversation with Stuart Firestein and why he says ignorance drives science. Plus, paralyzed rats walk again after spinal cord injury and the many lifestyles of muck-dwelling microbes. All on Science Friday from NPR.
And that's Science Friday on Talk of the Nation right here at 2 o'clock today on WKAR.
Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Scott Pohl. A rainy day today with a high of 52. Tonight, cloudy, a chance of rain, and a low in the mid-40s. Saturday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain and thunderstorms, and a high of 68. Sunday, partly sunny, maybe rain, and the high will be 71.
Give us a call. Our lines are open, 355-9527, or toll-free, 877-9527-870. Our email address is sportstalk@wkar.org. Remember, we come your way Monday through Friday from 105 to 2 o'clock. Now let's bring in George Sipple with us. He writes for the Detroit Free Press. We'll talk a little Spartan sports with George. Hey, George, how you... you got to call him. I inadvertently shut him off. That was the mistake of the host here. I screwed that one up. So we'll get George back on the line and talk sports with him. And then we'll talk some of the other sports as well. As we know, we'll talk a little bit of baseball with George. And, of course, there's a lot going on in the sports world this weekend. You know, I was looking at the sports calendar. You've got the Memorial going on, and Tiger Woods got off to a good start. 2 under par. We've got the Detroit Grand Prix going on this weekend. So a lot of things going on in the world of sports right here on AM 870 WKAR. Of course, we all talked about it yesterday, Nicholas Lindstrom retiring. So right now, let's bring in our good friend George Sipple. Hey, George, sorry about that. It's that I somehow knocked you off on that first go around.
No problem. How you doing?
Okay. Hey, I want to talk to you a little bit of baseball, a little bit of football. How surprised are you that Michigan State has gotten to the NCAA tournament in the third year under Jake Bosch Jr.? And they're doing very well. And even though they didn't win the Big Ten tournament, they're able to get an at-large bid because of the tough schedule they played.
I talked to Jake, and he said that a lot of some early wins and even some losses, but some good games in losses against some tough teams early in the season, he thought was part of the reason why Michigan State in the end got the at-large bid. And, you know, he's done a tremendous job since he's been there. And I think it's great for the Big Ten that they got two teams in, and hopefully that's a trend that will continue in the future.
Yes, because I look at it like three or four teams could seem like easily get from the Big Ten year in, year out, even though they've just been getting one, and now they've gotten back to two again, which is very good for the Big Ten. You know, we sort of wish they would change those rules around, maybe to have a little bit more, few more games in the summer or the fall, but do something in the back end so all these teams would be equal when it comes to World Series time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just because you play in the North, you shouldn't really be discounted, you know, by your season. So, you know, hopefully that'll change. And I mean, I guess, you know, Jake keeps recruiting the way he has been. You know, they'll just get on, you know, just because they have a lot of talented players.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and he's recruited a lot of talented players from the Mid-Michigan area, which was great because Mid-Michigan area baseball has always been good. And I know for before Jake got the job, people, myself and a lot of others, wondered why they didn't recruit Mid-Michigan even more so, because they've had a ton of talent. And Jake's been doing that since he got here. He's been getting the creme de la creme out of this area.
Yep, I agree. And you know, ultimately, you know, the big test will be, you know, how they perform, you know, obviously this weekend and today. So, you know, if you know, ultimately, I think that'll that'll be a part of the, how they judge them in the future going forward. If they lose both their games, people will say, maybe we shouldn't have got them in because they were a bubble team. But hopefully they'll do well and they'll get some bids in the future or just gain on the Big Ten title.
Yes, hopefully they will. I mean, we're looking forward to hopefully they'll make some changes. Now, with football coming up, I don't know if you saw that stat today from Phil Steele's magazine that they've got the least returning starters on the offensive end, other than Houston, who has less starters returning the next year. Michigan State is right there. They're rated like 124th out of 125 teams in Division I of not having a very strong offense coming back. Would that be a concern at all, or do you look at that because the defense, I think we're expecting that defense to carry them for the most part, especially in those early games in the season?
Yeah, I mean, I wrote about that today too, and referred to that chart, and when you look at it, you're like, wow, second to last in the country. But obviously part of that is expected just because of all the departures that they had and all those seniors that did so well last year. The stat kind of like makes you look like, what they got coming back? But I think they've got no shortage of offensive talent, that'll have a chance to finally shine this year, including Maxwell.
And that's good. Hopefully Maxwell will be as good as he's been advertised. I mean, we've heard a lot about him. We haven't had a chance to see him that much. We know he had a chance to work out with the first team for most of the spring ball. He just didn't get to play in the spring game. Hopefully, we'll be able to say something from that or acknowledge that he's pretty good. I mean, but we haven't seen him yet, so it's hard for us to say anything because we just haven't had a chance to watch him.
Right, and they don't let us see a ton of practice time. But from everybody that I've talked to, and I sat down with them a couple of months ago, and ultimately he'll be judged on what he does on the field. But he's just as impressive as Cousins is when you talk to him. He's just a sharp guy.
Yeah, yes, he is. And so everything is bode well. I mean, we can say Michigan State, had two 11-win seasons, went to some good bowl games. And then the basketball team went to the NCAA tournament. The hockey team went to the tournament. Now the baseball team. It just seems like things are on the upswing at Michigan State.
Yeah, it's a good time to be a Spartan fan, I guess. This past week was had like sort of a state of the hockey presser with Tom Anastas, and he talked about how he's trying to get back, Michigan State, just that aura of them being, an elite program and having kids in the state feel that way. And he talked about how he's been able to land quite a few recruits in the state of Michigan and has a couple of commitments for their 15, 16 year olds. So things sort of seem to be on the uptick for all of the MSU programs.
Yep. Hey, how about yesterday, Nicholas Lindstrom retiring? He's had he had a great, great career, and he's 20 years with the Wings. So, he's definitely one of those special players.
Oh yeah. I mean, You really just can't say enough about what kind of a guy he is, what kind of a player he was. There's going to be a huge hole there. I mean, they've got a lot of money now to spend. And I'm sure Ken Holland will figure out a way to land a couple of great players. But no one's going to replace Nick Lindstrom.
Yes, I mean, you hope that they can, like you said, they've got a lot of money to spend on free agents. Do they try to get one or two superstars, or do they just try to get maybe three or four good players, solid players? Sometimes that can be a little bit problem, but that's a nice problem to have for Ken Holland. So he just has to figure out which way he wants to go.
Yeah, I mean, there's no surprise they're going to go after Ryan Suter and Zach Parise, but Ken has even hinted about some trades, possibly, because those are the two big name guys in free agency, and if they can get one of those two guys, hopefully they can get Ryan, and then basically go from there. It'll be a good start.
Yes, and let's hope nothing best for the Red Wings. Hopefully they'll continue. They've been a good, strong team for a lot of years. They haven't had a lot of years where they just fell off the map, so that's good about them. They've always been at least in the hunt for one of their division titles and getting into the playoffs. So the Red Wings have been very good about that, so hopefully we'll see them continue with the success they've had for the years.
Yep. I think Kenneth even said it yesterday that they don't want to go into a rebuilding mode. They want to continue to make the playoffs. That'll be obviously a big goal, and it'll be hard to do without Lidstrom. But it's not like they don't have a lot of talent coming back.
Yes, that's the thing with hockey. They don't use a ton of the college players. They get some. They still get the hockey league. The minor hockey leagues are very good at producing players who can play in the NHL. Colleges, they don't get a lot of them, but they do well when they get some players in the league. So hopefully this trend, and I think the colleges are starting to do a little bit better because they're getting more and more good players for college hockey that are starting, that are 17 and 18, as opposed to guys who go to play in the minors for a few years and then come to college hockey.
Yeah, there used to be rules that benefited them from grabbing European players. They would have their rights longer than they had for the college players, and that was one of the reasons why the Red Wings drafted as many European players as they did. And since that rule has changed, they've actually drafted a few more college players. Obviously, they got a couple of Michigan State players with Drew Miller and Justin Abdicator and then Brendan Smith from Wisconsin. So, they've been drafting a few more college hockey players, and I think that will continue.
Okay. Now, let's talk a little bit more about the football team. Are you concerned at all about the Michigan State defense coming back? They've got 8 returning starters, so this could really be a special unit. Could be they're being already forecast as probably going to be the best unit, the number one unit in the Big Ten. But do you see them having any problems on that defensive squad?
I really don't. I mean, I think, with the talent they have, everybody's going to say, they're losing Jarrell Worthy and Trenton Robinson, and those are huge, huge losses, and they are. But I think the coaching staff is really excited about, the potential of some of these younger guys. They're a year older, more experienced. You look at the linebacking crew; those guys were all young guys, and they're only going to get better. And I think Bulla is going to just be, he's already proven to be sort of an amazing player, and he's only going to get better. And I think they don't have Worthy back, but look at the defensive ends that they have returning. I mean, those guys are going to be awesome this year, and they've got a lot of depth there too. With the depth that they have, they'll be able to sustain, injuries that come along during the season like they always do. And there's potential for them to even have a better defense than they had last year.
That would be something if they're better than they were last year. I mean, with 8 returning starters, this could be a really, really special unit. We know that Golston has basically already been ticketed. Been targeted at being an All-American this year. So, I mean, if he does play up to All-American standards, I would say he'll probably be gone after this year.
As well he should be. I mean, if he can be as dominant as everybody expects him to be, the NFL is going to come calling. And, Johnny Adams is supposed to be an All-American as well. I think they've got a tremendous amount of talent with those young redshirt freshmen. They talked about it last year, but remember how every week it seemed like we talked to the coordinators and they would talk about how all these scout team guys were given the first unit a run for their money, and now we're going to see some of those guys take the field.
That's true. That's true. That'll really, really help the Spartans, though, that's for sure. Hey, give us a call. Our lines are open, 355-9527, or toll-free, 877-9527-870. We're talking with George Sipple from the Detroit Free Press, so give us a call. Call us up and talk sports with us right here on AM 870, or send us an email at sportstalk@wkar.com. www.ncsbc.org. So do one or the other. Send us an email or give us a call. Talk some sports with us right here on AM 870 WKR. Now, George, what do you think is going to happen with the basketball team? I mean, you know, Knicks is in a little bit of trouble, but Tom seems to have a very good recruiting class coming in.
Yeah, you know, I was kind of surprised. And, you know, remember when we talked to with Mark Hollis, and there had been, you know, some talk about them possibly going on some kind of a tour in the summer.
Yes.
To get acclimated with some of those younger guys, and Hollis said that wasn't going to happen. I think that probably would have benefited all those young guys coming in to give them a little bit more experience. But obviously they've got a tremendous recruiting class coming in, and Tom's a great coach. I think people should be excited about what the future holds for this team.
It certainly looks very good, and that's for sure, very bright with all the players they've got coming in. And for the next 2 years, he's already recruiting on the 2013 class and bringing that in. So, yes, it should be a very good basketball season for all the fans who like Michigan State basketball. And Tom's has done such a very good job on basketball coaching and bringing the players along over the years. But now they don't have a captain unless Derek Nix earns his captaincy back, because right now he's still going to be on the team, but we don't know what else is going to happen with him.
That's true, but I think that we've already heard about some of the community service that he's done, and I think he'll be better off for what transpired, and if a guy can go through something like that and become a better player for it, then he's probably going to be a better leader for it, too.
Oh, that's for sure. Hey, and George, and I know you were at the hockey thing the other day, and Tom is really building. He's bringing in a lot of good recruits just in his second year. I mean, are you surprised at all at the job that Tom Anastas is doing?
I'd be lying if I said that initially when he was hired, thought that it was going to be a home run, but I knew a lot about the guy, you know, working with him when he was the Central Collegiate Hockey Association commissioner. You respect him for all the little things that he's done in hockey, a lot of successes over the years with his hockey rinks and coming up with a recruiting service that a few years ago that is he doesn't own anymore, but it's still popular today. So all these little things he's done over the years in hockey, has kind of prepared him for this. And then obviously with the staff that he brought, keeping Newts and then bringing in Miller as his assistant, no one really knew for sure what was going to happen. And part of it was just that they didn't do well the year before with Conley, and he had a bunch of those guys recruiting coming back. But you get to the NCAA tournament with the guys that they had coming back. I think it says a lot about the job that Anastas did this past year. Certainly it's going to be tough to lose the captain that they had. There's going to be huge leadership when you talk about leadership on the basketball team. Huge leadership loss with Troy Krug. But I think you have to be excited what they were able to do with the guys that they had last year. I think this team will be a lot better in next year, and then especially in the next 2 years when they get some of those recruits that Anastas has been talking about.
Okay. Hey, George, I want to thank you for being with me. Always a pleasure talking about Michigan State sports with you. We'll get together in the fall, which not too long before we know football training camps will be opening up here around Michigan State and in the Big Ten. So I look forward to meeting with you then, buddy.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's just right around the corner already.
Yes, it is. Hey, George, good talking to you.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye-bye. And that's George Sipple talking with us from Detroit Free Press sports section, writes for them. And we'll be back with more sports talk after this short break on AM 870 WKAR.
Got high blood pressure? There's an app for that. I'm Ira Flatow. Join me on Science Friday for the future of medicine, your digital health. Technology may lower costs, but will it make healthcare better? Plus, a father reflects on family life, loss, and how he thinks the medical system failed his son. That's on Science Friday from NPR.
And that's Science Friday on Talk of the Nation coming up at 3 o'clock right here on AM 870 WKAR.
Rain today with a high of 52 degrees. Overnight, our low 45, cloudy with a chance of rain tonight. Mostly cloudy Saturday and maybe rain and thunderstorms with a high of 68. Partly sunny with a chance of rain Sunday and a high of 71 degrees. This is Scott Pohl.
Well, Aaron, we're just about 2 hours and 20 minutes away before Michigan State kicks off that first game on the West Coast. We'll see it on ESPN3. Hopefully, if you got ESPN3, you'll be able to see that. We'll have to go out of this place. We don't get the ESPN in this building, so we'll have to go somewhere else. But I'm looking forward to watching that first game.
Yeah, so am I. Actually, I have... Comcast has a deal with ESPN, cool. So if you have your internet or cable or whatever through Comcast, you can actually watch ESPN3.com. So it's actually of no charge, so you can do that. And also, I think it's actually available actually right here on campus. I've used it before here on campus, so actually I think it should work just fine here actually. So which is actually good.
Well, then I guess we'll all be heading over to your place.
Yeah. I'll actually be watching it from work, but, don't tell the boss that. So.
Hey, give us a call right here on AM 870 WKAR, 355-9527, or toll free, 877-952-7870. And, yes, it's been a great year, as I mentioned to our guests, with what's happened in football, basketball, hockey, and now baseball, sort of like capping off the whole year with the strength of the baseball team coming up.
Right, exactly, and I know we haven't covered really some of the I guess sports that don't get as much media coverage.
Right.
I'm talking about golf and those kind of sports. Mm-hmm. I think some of those other sports they've been doing well too. I've read some articles here and there. And I can't remember off the top of my head, but
The golf team won the Big Ten championship, went to the NCAA tournament. That's the women's golf team.
Right. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. So there's another team that's doing good. I know golf doesn't get much attention, but it just seems like a little bit of everything here at Michigan State. All the teams are doing great, which I think is really good. I think it helps Michigan State overall. And when a team really becomes, I guess, a school in a sense, becomes this good at this many sports, people pay attention. And so it just, each year the teams are just going to get better because, you have the right pieces in place. So, I expect great things for years to come.
Yes, they should be very strong, I would believe, for years to come. Hey, we've talked a little bit about the college football season. What do you expect from the football team this year? I mean, we know the defense should be good with all the starters returning, but what do you expect from this team?
Yeah, I'll start on the defense side. I mean, we expect the defense to be solid. Obviously D'Antonio, he's a defensive guy, so we know that's going to be kind of his main focus. That's pretty straightforward. I don't think they'll really have any too many holes there. I think they're good about putting people in place about that. Well, we actually got a caller, so I'm going to give it back to you.
Okay. Yeah, hopefully this defense is going to turn out to be better than it was last year. And it was pretty good last year. Hopefully they'll even be better this year. I mean, coaches, they all look for the players to improve a little bit each and every year. They think you should get 3% better, at least 3% better than what you were last year. So they're expecting big things if everybody improves, that's for sure. So we'll look at that and see how good this defense becomes this year with all the returning starters. It should be very good. Well, let's talk with Tom on the line. Tom, how you doing?
How are you doing today, Brother Earl?
Okay.
Good. I have a question for you. It seems like over the years you used to have an interest in the high school track.
Yes.
Lance, are you still interested in that kind of stuff?
Yes. I went out to the honor roll track meet the other night, or Wednesday night.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that because my son was in that and he did pretty decent. And it occurred to me that I didn't see any Lansing like junior. He was in the eighth grade once.
Okay.
I didn't see any Lansing like junior highs there. Does Lansing have junior highs? Like, does Sexton have a junior high or Everett or Easton? Do they have junior high?
I don't think they have a junior high program, or middle school program that it's still called. I don't think they have a sports program at their middle schools. Supposedly they came back. I think, But yeah, they don't have much. I know they got the JV program with football at the high school level, which has helped get them off to being a little bit better than what they were. But as far as from the middle schools, I haven't heard much from the middle schools at all.
Okay, well, what are some of the high schools that have good track programs or AAU programs, or what would you suggest in terms of programs that run a good track team, well, and might be of use to them? And I'll take your answer off the air.
Okay, thank you. Well, I know Sexton has a good program. They've had a good program for years, and they've done well. They've got a lot of people who's qualified for the state meet, which is coming up tomorrow. So that's a very good program. Eastern and Everett, they all have good track programs. So I don't think they had as many qualifiers for the state meet, but they've always had good programs. So that's pretty good. For the teams, that's one area which is, you still have a lot of participation in track. I mean, each school has 50 to 60 people going out. Some have even up to 100, where East Lansing has about 100 people out every year. So track is still pretty strong here in the Mid-Michigan area. I don't know about the other ones. The smaller, at the lower levels, it's a lot more difficult. And Aaron, I think you probably heard some of that too, that high school sports here is pretty good. But at the lower, at the 8th and 7th and middle school area, they aren't very strong at all.
I actually didn't know that it wasn't very strong, kind of at the middle line there. But I definitely, obviously, at the high school level, we know it's good around here. We got another call, so I'm going to give it back to you.
Okay. And, hey, give us a call if you like. Give us a call. Talk sports with us, 355-9527, or toll-free, 877-9527-870. Our email address, sportstalk@wkar.org. Remember, we come your way Monday through Friday from 105 to 2 o'clock right here on AM 870 WKAR. Now, in the boxing scenario, I have to bring up, we'll see a big fight on Showtime tomorrow night. Antonio Tarver be fighting a Coyote, African I figure we're in Africa, but he's 18-0 with 14 KOs. He calls himself Knockout. It should be a good fight. He's a young guy, and that's always going to be dangerous for the old guy like him. So that should be a good challenge for that coming up. Now, supposedly, Seth Mitchell, we announced the other day that Seth Mitchell is signed to fight on July 14th against Bobby, a Detroit guy, and he's supposed to fight Jonathan Banks, and that's coming up on July 14th. Well, it was canceled today because of that fight with Banks has been canceled for that July 14th date because Seth was discovered to have a sore hand, and from that last fight he had. So he said it's never cleared up, but so he's going to get it cleared up now, and then they'll reschedule either that fight or fight with someone else. But let's go to the phones now. We got an old friend of mine, and I speak of old friend, he's an old friend. We've got Jaime on the line. Jaime, how you doing, my man?
Hey, my man. thanks for the welcome. We go back a long way, Earl.
Yes, we do.
So how's everything? How's the health? How are you feeling?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah.
Hey, I just happened to come across a clip of the spring game, the Michigan State Green and White spring game.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed they got two of our Georgia boys up there doing pretty well. This one kid, Darquise Denard.
Yes.
What's your take on him?
He's good. He's going to be a very special. He's going to help them a lot. Darquise Denard is a very good player.
And nobody understands how he lived about maybe less than an hour from the Georgia campus. They never recruited him. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And the other kid is a receiver, Mumphrey. How's he doing?
Oh, yeah. He has a chance to possibly be a starter this year.
Really?
Yes. He's a good receiver. And, so he's got a chance to possibly be a starter. If not, he'll probably be in the reserves. That's for sure. They've got a lot of good receivers. So, and that means if you're a receiver here, you're going to get some playing time. That's for sure. If you come here and you get a scholarship offer and you're a receiver, you will eventually get some playing time. So you'll definitely get some playing time.
That's good to hear, my man. I mean, mm-hmm. We're well represented then.
Yes.
And then in track, I understand our old buddy Don's daughter.
Yes.
Doing pretty good. Elizabeth?
Yes. She anchored the relay team yesterday, Wednesday, at the honor roll track meet of the city and helped them win a couple of races.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, I didn't know she was, she was that good. Yeah. I knew that he would kind of push her along like he did his boys, and that's great. That's great hearing. We go back so long and, we kind of look at each other and said, man, imagine, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So it's great that everything is going well, but what's the story? I heard something about something on the basketball team. What's the story on that?
I'm not sure other than Derek Nix got into some trouble and he's probably lost his captaincy. He's still going to be on the team, but he'll have a chance to earn it back. Because he's the lone senior on the team, so he's a valuable member of the team, that's for sure. But that's the only story I was thinking of. They've got a good class coming in. It should be another good season for Tom.
Well, that's great, man. That's great because, you remember you and I suffered through a lot of down years.
Yes, we did.
So it's great to hear that the old green and white is bubbling again.
Yep, basketball, football, hockey.
And baseball.
Baseball, exactly.
I heard a little bit on the radio when I was driving in that baseball, is that the playoffs or the series
in the College World Series. You can see that game, matter of fact, on ESPN3 today at 4 o'clock. That's the opening tape. I'll be running home or watching that if they show it on campus for us. But that's the first game, 4 o'clock on ESPN3.
Wow, it's amazing. I got to visit campus again because something's going on. I think the drinking water was changed or something, man.
They might have done something, that's for sure. We never envisioned that Michigan State would win the football team that would win four games in a row over Michigan. Now this year they've got a chance to make it five. That still amazes me that they've done so well.
Yeah. Well, hey, man, it's good talking to you. Good hearing you. You sound great. And I'll get with you off air sometime later on today.
Okie dokie. We'll talk to you later, Jaime.
Take care.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. This is Jaime Smith down in Georgia, and so good friend. But hey, you can call us from no matter where you are, whether you're in Georgia, whether in Grand Rapids or in Flint or Saginaw, wherever you are in the state of Michigan, just give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR, 355-9527, or toll free 877-9527-870. That's our phone numbers, so give us a call. Excuse me. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870. Aaron, we've discussed this team all week long, and at least last night the Tigers finally got a win, beat Boston at least one out of four. Now they got to go to New York. So, if they can do anything to turn it around, because they're still struggling, but boy. It's like watching you're in the dentist chair there, watching getting your teeth pulled, watching the Tigers these days.
Yeah, that's that. I'm just glad they were able to get one out of that, which was good. But now they got to go into New York, which isn't going to be any easy task by any means. But they were able to put up seven runs yesterday against the Red Sox. Red Sox only got three out of them. Scherzer looked good. Avila, I haven't looked up whether or not Avila, I know he got hit, he was bleeding from, he got hit with the baseball, his mask fell off, but I'm sure he'll be okay after that. Probably just have to go through some clearance for as far as concussion or anything like that, you're right. It does feel like you're sitting at the dentist's office sometimes getting your teeth pulled watching the Tigers, but hopefully against the Yankees, I'm not sure. I think they were expecting Jackson to be back Friday today. Well, I guess today's
hopefully,
Friday,
yeah.
But I'm not sure if that's still true. I haven't looked up on that yet. But, hopefully if they can get him back in the lineup. But Barry had a heck of a game yesterday.
Yes.
So he's really making a name for himself. So, if he's hot like that, it's tough to get someone back in there. But maybe they can throw him somewhere else in the lineup, too. You never know.
Yeah, that's
so,
true.
Hopefully they can pull out some wins here against the Yankees.
Yes, they need it, that's for sure. So hopefully they can. Hopefully they can do the job, and that'll help them a lot more, that's for sure. Hey, Can you look up a Tiger score? See how Tiger's done. He tipped off or tipped off or he teed off at 105. So maybe we have a couple of holes in seeing how Tiger's doing.
Well, actually, he actually doesn't tip off till 255 today.
Oh wow!
Yeah. So, you know, he's 200 par. Leaders at 6 under. I guess, you know, he's got 4 shots back, but he had a good showing yesterday. I watched some of the highlights. Mm-hmm. He didn't play a great round. He didn't play a bad round. He played a good overall round, but he would actually be tied. He would actually be in third place, tied for third, if he wouldn't have shot a six on the 18th. He shot a six. Par was four, so if he would have made par, he would be at 400 par. So. You know, unfortunately, he shot a six on the last holes there, so which kind of shot him in the foot. But I expect him to have a good outing this weekend.
Yeah.
I know he always usually has one bad round. Hopefully he doesn't have one. He looked focused yesterday. He took his time with his shots. It looked like he felt comfortable. His swing looked good. So he said he felt good out there. So I guess that's good to see. So hopefully he has a good outing this weekend.
Yeah, hopefully it'll continue for him. He's had such a big struggle, up and down struggle. So hopefully, like you say, hopefully he'll be good. He'll be, you know, he'll be in. We can start talking about him being in the hunt for titles. You know, we can't say that he's been in the hunt for titles recently. So hopefully if he continues, he'll be in the hunt for titles here for the next few weeks, few years. But if he continues to play well, but we haven't seen him been able to put 4 good rounds together in a long, long time.
Yeah, he hasn't, and that's been his problem, and he needs to figure that out. He said a couple mm-hmm. weeks ago, I think, that you know, he's taking it one step at a time, and he's slowly getting everything back into routine. We predicted before that we thought he was there, but he never said it himself. So maybe now him saying it himself, maybe he does feel that way. So maybe this weekend is the weekend that it really starts to kick off, because frankly, the sport needs him back. People still love to follow him. You know, he's a heck of an athlete, a heck of a golfer. So the sport definitely needs him. I bet you the crowds are going to be very packed. If he's up there at the top of the leaderboard, the crowds are going to be very packed in Ohio this weekend. So I would expect, hopefully, that he can do that, and it would definitely help out the sport.
Yep. Well, there'll be some good boxing on the tube tonight on ESPN's Friday Night Fights. There'll be Ronald Cruz will be going against Pernice Brewer, and then we'll have Gabriel Rosado going against Sesshu Pau in the main fight, and that'll be on ESPN tonight. So you might want to tune in on Saturday night, as I mentioned earlier. You'll see Latif Coyote against Antonio Tarver, and that'll be on Showtime. So 2 good boxing matches if you want to watch boxing. And, of course, tonight that'll be at 9 o'clock. Saturday night it'll be at 9 o'clock on Showtime. And then, of course, we've got the College World Series, which Aaron and I will be making the beeline to watch that game. Either we watch it here or have to go someplace else. But we certainly plan on seeing that happen. And hopefully many of you will get to see the Michigan State baseball team, their first round of the NCAA tournament. And the first time since 1979. Boy, now that's a long time, but you know, this should be good for America. I mean, they haven't been there since 1979.
Wow, 79.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it went that far back, but wow, that's great. That's great. It's great to see that they're back there. And I, you know, Jake Boss, he's doing a heck of a job, and I expect everyone expects the same thing every year and just improving on every year. So congratulations to them.
Yes, and that's the thing. Trying to improve on every sport year in and year out, that's always the challenge. I mean, even if you have a good year. We have to say, you really can't sit on your laurels. But some teams, maybe they do it, or subconsciously they might do it. I see most teams are trying to get better, but as you know, it often doesn't take place like that. Hey, I want to thank you all for listening. Thank you all for calling today. And come back and join us on Monday right here on AM 870 WKAR East Lansing. We come your way Monday through Friday from 105 to 2 o'clock right here on WKAR East Lansing. I want you to make sure you have yourself a very safe and pleasant evening, and come back and join us Monday right here on AM 870 WKAR.
Thanks for listening to Sports Talk with Earl Robinson from AM 870 WKAR.